Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
What a privilege, as the old gospel song says about Jesus, what a privilege, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, it's a privilege and a joy divine not only to lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus, but to talk to you today. And before I hit record on this podcast, I was just thinking about the deceptive illusion and idea that you are somehow distanced from God today. I did a sermon back in October at our home church called The Illusion of Separation, where we talked about the fact that the enemy has lied to God's people for so long. In fact, he starts it when you're an unbeliever, that God is distanced and angry and will not talk to you and doesn't want anything to do with you. And then after you get into the faith, he just unfortunately ends up using the church to reinforce the same idea that you're distanced from God. And before I started today, I just felt impressed of the Spirit to tell you, you are not separated from God today. You have not done anything that causes him to stop loving you. Paul said in Romans 8 that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. And I just want to reinforce that. This, the idea, the knowledge that you do not have this big gap that distances you from God, and that that gap is filled up with all of your sin. The main clause of the new covenant is that God will remember your sins and your iniquities no more. He literally is not holding your sins against you. There are no conditions in this new covenant other than faith. Just believe and receive. And I love the fact that there is no co in covenant. In the new covenant, there is no illusion of he does his part, you do your part. If you fail to do your part, he fails to do his part. Or if you do something wrong, he will do this to punish you. No, just rest and relax in the goodness and in the presence of God. What we've been talking about for the last few days is the message of grace as explained in Titus 2, but not as a doctrine, but as a person. And as I've said the last few days, and it has been just drilled into my spirit by the Holy Spirit, that the problem with so many who feel a sense of lack, even in the message of grace, is that they have embraced the doctrines of grace, but have not continued to stare at the man, Christ Jesus, where Hebrews 12:2 says to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That is the continuation of the believer, to continually look to Jesus. It's the difference in having the knowledge about Jesus and then having a relationship with Jesus. You can know of someone, but to know someone is different than knowing of someone. And I'm not saying we the church is full of non-believers. I'm just saying there's a lot of people who they place their faith in Christ, so they're a full recipient of the new covenant. But the relational standard that they've built is so flimsy because it's just built on their own knowledge rather than on an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit through the agency of grace that God teaches us happens because we learn to listen to the teacher. Paul said in Ephesians, you did not so learn Christ, which means that as you learn more about Christ, you learn how your life should turn out, what should come out in your day-to-day walk. We'll get back into the text from Titus 2 tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.